Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, to Rolling Energy. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. I'll be your host this evening. This Thursday evening, we're coming live from Chickamauga, Georgia. I made it home. We want you to grab a pen and piece of paper tonight because what we're fixing to give you, you need to be writing it down so you can remember it. We're going to take you back into history. We're going to bring you a little bit forward. And then we're going to take you way into the future. Tonight, I want to share with you some information that's really going to be mind-staggering. But if you take it and learn it and take it seriously, there is no end to what you could do with it. But first, I want to get a couple things out of the way. This radio show has not been evaluated by any government agency or the FDA. We are not medical practitioners, so please refrain from asking any kind of medical questions. We are not here to diagnose or to talk about how you can cure anything. We are not medical practitioners. This show is for educational and information only. So take careful notes. Please do not ask that question because we will have to cut you off. Second, we will not be discussing any kind of income claims or talking about any kind of the portions of it. We're going to read directly from our own website about the income that you can physically get and the amount of that will be directly taken and read from that website. So what you can do tonight is you can get back with the person that invited you to this Blog Talk Radio show, and they'll give you their website, and then you can go to the very first page and front page and talk about and read up on the pay plan or compensation plan. Third, I want to give a shout-out to some people that helped me drastically because without their help, Rolling Energy would not basically be able to do what we do and roll from East Coast to West Coast and produce the show. Without the help of Richard and Joy Matwishan, Diana Anderson, Scott and Tricia Shriver, or Sean Doc Farrell. We also, without my friend, business partner, and co-host, probably couldn't be doing all the shows as well without Professor Herb Samuels. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Professor Herb, and you can kind of judge for yourself. The reason we call him Professor was he actually wrote two curriculums for a university. He has an MBA in business. He was a college professor at a major university. He physically taught marketing and internet marketing. He has a psychology degree. He has a speech degree. He taught all aspects of business planning to business strategy, creative writing, business planning, In all aspects of business, he taught this to graduate students as well as college students. So with that, I want to introduce for my friend, my partner, and a mentor to me, Professor Irv Samuels, and let him tell you a little bit about what we have found and what we think about some quantum resonating energy. Irv Samuels, are you here?
I am. Beam me up. Can you hear me?
You're beamed up. Take her away.
All right. Thank you. For first-time listeners, you will be rewarded simply for taking the time to enjoy this information. If you invited a guest to this particular radio blog who is a first-time listener, you will also receive rewards. So keep that in mind. I'm going to cover a lot of information relatively quickly, and then we're going to open it up to hear from our first-time listeners so that they can claim their freebies. We're going to then open it up to anybody that would like to either ask questions or tell us about their experiences with the modalities that we're going to describe this evening. And those modalities are revolutionary. Let me start about 100 years ago, and that was, there was a young man that came to America who is now relatively infamous, okay? And that was Nikola Tesla. The key is that he was a futurist. He was extremely brilliant as an electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, as a physicist. He had learned so much and was so far ahead of his time that ultimately a lot of the things that he was theorizing on, again, more than 100 years ago, are now barely beginning to be understood. And we're going to talk about a lot of those this evening, specifically his theoretical work in quantum resonating energy. And we're going to talk about not only the theoretical work, but we're going to talk more importantly about practical applications, how it is going to change your life, improve your health, save you money, specifically give you the opportunity to mitigate some of the most complicated issues of our era. And it's absolutely fascinating at the same time. The story begins in 2012. A young man from New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention. For those of you that aren't familiar with that particular event, it's very esoteric. Not very many people in the world are given the privilege of receiving an invitation. And Mike Hassler from New Hampshire, as a young man, received that invitation. His father, Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies after 25 years of development as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera from Japan for big bucks, was absolutely thrilled with the fact that his son had been invited, but was very reticent to allowing him to go. And here's the specific circumstances. Basically, Mike, again, young man from New Hampshire, backwoods kind of kid, didn't have a whole lot of worldly exposure, and that convention that year was in Germany. And Rick was thinking, I'm not quite sure if Mike's ready to go to Germany by himself, especially to be with, and excuse my French, some extremely geeky people. And I say that with admiration, believe me. So, you know, there was a lot of arguments in the family, and eventually Mike was persuasive enough that Dad came across and said, Mike, you're right, you have to be there. You know, it's such an honor and it could have major impact on the rest of your life. But there's a catch, and that is I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. They went to Germany, they sat through the lectures, they experienced, you know, the Tesla event. And they came back to the States, and Rick pretty much pigeonholed the information. Why? Because it was so crazy. It was so out there. It was so science fiction. It was so radical. It was something that, you know, he kind of remembered as having watched on Star Trek or Star Wars. And it certainly had no practical applications, or at least he didn't perceive any. And that was, you know, pretty much his perception. And the end of that was pretty simple. He was thinking to himself, maybe in 30, 40, 50 years, something might come out of what we were listening to. Well, Mike had a completely different perspective, and yet he had received exactly the same information, and it shocked his father. Mike said to Dad, Dad, you know, based upon what we heard, some of the really cool stuff that they were talking about, I believe I could develop something practical and change the world. And with that, his dad did a quadruple take. His head almost completely spun around, you know, kind of like out of some crazy movie, because he couldn't believe what he just heard his son say. And with that, he said, well, Mike, really? You know, what are you talking about? And Mike said, well, I think I could do something practical relatively quickly and really, really make a difference in this world. And his dad said, well, if you believe that's true, what do you need? And Mike, quite candidly, without any hesitation, said, money, Dad, money. And his dad said, well, for what? And Mike started spelling out, you know, some equipment that he would absolutely need to begin the process, including state-of-the-art computers, needed some blue light equipment, needed the ability to get some specific equipment that would afford working with Aqueous Solutions, embedding frequencies into storage devices. He went on and on developing what we would typically refer to as the basics of a quantum physics laboratory. And his dad said, Mike, that's going to be pretty expensive, isn't it? And Mike said, yeah, but, you know, when I do what I'm going to do, it's going to be a drop in the bucket. And in fact, not even a pinprick on a huge ox. Okay. And at that point, Dad gave him the checkbook. Mike went to shopping, and it didn't take very long after he had the equipment acquired and, you know, began to experiment with it, that he came back and he said, Dad, we're on our way. Major progress. I believe we could get a patent with this first idea. And his dad, again, amazed at, you know, Mike's productivity, and he said to him, okay, well, let's see what happens. And they filed for a patent. It has certainly been granted. And there are now 5 more patents on these technologies. And here is kind of an overview of the original patent, and it will begin to give you an idea of where this technology is headed and how impactful it really is. Maybe difficult to understand, maybe impossible to understand, and quite frankly, I don't think anybody in the world will totally understand it. But that doesn't matter, because it works, and it has already been recognized by the U.S. government by their issuance of this patent, and again, 5 others, that it does have, you know, absolute exclusivity and validity in the idea of technological developments. And here it is. First of all, everything in this universe has a resonating energy, a resonating frequency. That would be if you're driving down the road looking through a windshield, or you're looking out through the window in your house or hotel room or whatever the circumstance are, that glass is resonating a frequency. Maybe you're looking at palm trees in the ocean, and maybe you're looking at the sand, and maybe you're looking at, you know, I have no idea where you are or what your circumstances are. But the reality is that everything has its own specific resonating energy. If you consume a plant, the plant resonates energy. If you're consuming minerals or vitamins, each one of those has its own frequency. Your eyeball has a frequency. Every organ in your body, I guess you probably got the point by now. And the second part of the patent is this company has, by patent, developed, you know, certain tools and certain technologies to be able to isolate those frequencies. And once they have them isolated, embed them into a storage device. And for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call those batteries from here on in, because most people could relate to a battery as something that stores energy. That's exactly what these particular modalities do. And the company, over 8 years now, have done more than $1 billion in business. First 7 years, they were working with practitioners from around the world, naturopaths and chiropractors and allopathic doctors and blue light healers and essential oil people and a myriad of other you know, seriously adept professionals. And through those years, they kept experimenting, developing, you know, better and better storage devices or batteries, and they came up with two that they really love and work extremely efficiently at holding the energy that they embed into it. And those are holograms and carbon-layered fiber substances. So, you know, number one, isolate the frequency. Number two, embed it into a substrate, okay, a battery. And they could put as many frequencies into those batteries as they choose, and through the 8 years of existence, they have continually evolved and improved the various batteries that they have in the market already. And there's a lot that are in the conceptual stage, and there's a lot that are already available and have been for the private labeling to these practitioners, and they will soon become available to the entire world through the new dissemination channel that you're hearing about tonight for the first time. So the third part, and this is where the magic really occurs, is that when anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, could be an animal, could be a man, or, you know, a human, when it is exposed to one of these batteries, literally reacts in such a way as if it had consumed the original energy from the original source, or as if it had, you know, literally come into the realm of influence from the original emanating source. What did I just say? Is that possible? This is 2021, but, you know, is there any remote possibility that that exists in our world? Well, when I heard this, I didn't believe it. I said, that's crazy, can't be, you know, science fiction. I was right where Rick Hassler was, maybe in the future. Well, somebody then, you know, had the ability to prove it to me with one of these batteries, and can't deny your own personal experience, but I still, you know, had some kind of reservations as to what in the world is going on with this. And somebody was smart enough to say, well, maybe we could get you to understand with a simple understanding of something basic in our world. I said, okay, love to understand this. And they said, you know what the sun is? And I said, duh. And then they said, are you aware that by simple exposure to the sun, even if you're a blind man, your body, every mammalian body, begins to develop high levels of vitamin D3 because of the resonating energy from the sun? I said, yep, I'm aware of that. And they said, are you aware that your body will never overdose on the production of vitamin D3 based upon no matter how many hours or days of consistent sun exposure your body is experiencing? And I said, okay. And they said, are you aware that man has not been able to develop any form of synthetic or natural supplement that generates, you know, I'll call it ideal production of vitamin D3 like the sun is able to produce or is able to guide your body to produce? And I said, well, I didn't know that, but, you know, it kind of makes perfect sense to me in that, you know, it's basically the ultimate design of the universe. The sun is, you know, part of the systems of energy that we are all a part of, and man doesn't have a grasp on that. I can understand why they can't do it as efficiently. And at that point, the guy said, bingo. And I kind of began to reflect on that, and I said, good point. You know, the sun does all that. The human body reacts to it, yet we can't see it. We can't feel it. We have absolutely no understanding of how that process specifically works, but we know it works. Well, that's exactly what these batteries do. Now let me quickly jump ahead, talk about some of the practical applications that are already readily available for worldwide dissemination. And for those of you that are hearing about these, you know, for the first time this evening, you could actually get them for free simply because you're a first-time listener. And we appreciate your taking the time to join us. And we believe that you have an obligation, once you understand how well these work, to begin to join our mission and inform everyone on the planet about these, because they are such a better solution to some of the most complicated issues
that man faces. The first battery that came, you know, to fruition is something called Relief. Looks like a little Band-Aid. It's on a hologram. It's 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a peel and stick. And it has energy embedded in it. Now there's over 100 separate frequencies that when one of these comes into the energy field of an animal or a human, it provides relief. Relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, relief from, you know, potentially a nervous situation going on, relief from all kinds of other things that cause compromise to the human body. And the best part is that there's no complications. The youngest person on the planet, the oldest geriatric, can enjoy the benefits of these resonators. It doesn't matter what kind of prescription drugs you're currently using. It doesn't matter if you have allergies or, you know, you have crazy things going on in medical treatments that are going on. We're talking about natural energy only. And the best part, in my opinion, is that they resonate consistently, so you don't have to worry about dosage or frequency. You know, you don't have to get how many pills and how often during the day do you take those pills and what happens if you take too many of those pills. None of that. Energy only. Perfectly safe. So definitely advantage over anything in the marketplace. We move forward. We have a simple battery that's called Nitro. And it stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in the mammalian body. Back in 1998, there was a Nobel Physics Prize won by a pharmacologist that began to pioneer the pathways of how nitric oxide works in the body. And there's so much that we now know about that, but I hope you take away two simple things. Number one, it's a natural vasculator. Virtually allows your entire cardiovascular system to provide the means whereby nutrients and oxygen are disseminated much more efficiently. And secondly, when your body has more oxygen, when your body has better delivery of the nutrients that, you know, are absorbed into your body, it begins to perform at a much more efficient level. And if you talk to an athlete that has been supplementing with nitric oxide, and there's lots of supplements to provide increases in nitric oxide, but none as efficient as continuously resonating batteries without, you know, any chemical composition, energy only. And they'll tell you, triple the pump and half the recovery time. So if you're about to do any competitive activity, if you're thinking about heading towards the bedroom, if you're thinking about, you know, doing some kind of complex mental exercise, don't you want to perform at your best? And don't you want to be able to go back to a relaxed state, recover quicker? Well, we have something that will really help you in a natural way begin to have more youthful response and performance. We move on. We have an immunity patch. Okay. Simple stick, peel and stick works like the best immunity enhancing development that you have ever experienced. Okay, it has frequencies embedded in it: vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, which is known, you know, to have such a major impact on viral complications. It has natural plant component frequencies from like kodakoda and licorice root and elderberry, and it goes on. It's a cornucopia of some of the most efficient known immune boosters on the planet. Works consistently, continuously. I have allergies. I specifically put a patch on, and it clears all the complications. My glassy eyes, my runny nose, in a matter of minutes, are back to normal. So I highly recommend you try these. You keep them on all the time and protect yourself to the optimal level to have a vigilant, well-functioning immune system. We have a CBD patch. Cannabidiol is one of the most popular and fastest-growing commodities on the planet. It's a derivative from the hemp plant. Our particular batteries use full-spectrum organic CBD, no chemicals, and they have the advantage of not worrying about dosage or frequency. They have the advantage that there's no chemical content, so somebody with a CDL or some active military individual or a veteran or somebody that works for the federal government, state government, local school district, somebody with a health insurance policy that says, hey, if you get caught with cannabis in your system, we're going to cancel your policy. They have nothing to worry about with our CBD. In every pet on the planet, whether it's the biggest ox, whether it's the smallest squirrel, doesn't make any difference. It will work extremely well for them also. So what is the endocannabinoid system and what is stimulating it have to do with your health? Well, back in the 70s, Dr. McCollum in Israel discovered a system that we all have. It's in, you know, an innate part of animals. And what it does, it's called the endocannabinoid system. And what it does is it facilitates the triggering of receptors, CB1 and CB2 receptors, that guide the systems of your body back into balance. And that's all the systems: your hormonal system, that's your endocrine system, your digestive system, your cardiovascular system, your immune system. Every system in the body specifically will be brought back towards homeostasis if you have an endocannabinoid system that's working properly. CBD, incredibly effective at getting that system to begin to trigger those receptors. Ours, best modality available in the world. We have two different versions. We have one that's a peel and stick. Swap it out every 72 hours. You know, just simply peel it off, put another one on. And we have one that's a little more permanent. Looks like a dog tag. It's in carbon fiber. And it lasts a long time, guaranteed for an entire year. But I'm willing to bet nobody, unless they lose them or break them into little pieces or something, will have any complications using them for many years. We have other simple batteries, and I'm not even going to describe them, but they are incredibly effective. One's called Wow, one's called Burn, one's called Revive. And you need to get back to the individual that invited you here, get more information on everything we have available. Going to jump ahead, talk about three other simple modalities that are so important in our world today. One is an EMF shield. And whether you're aware of it or not, you are in a radiation cloud. The devices that you have that you call convenience devices in your life, you know, maybe your cell phone, your notebook, your laptop, the router in your house, specifically some of the appliances in your house, your hair dryer, your vacuum cleaner, the smart meter on your house, things that, again, are part of our everyday modern experience, are emitting EMR, electromagnetic radiation, or EMF, electromagnetic frequency. And they literally have impact on every aspect of your vitality. And we could demonstrate that. And we could also demonstrate that we have this simple EMF shield that when you put it near the device, when you bring it into your biofield, it mitigates most of the complication emitted by that device. So in other words, you know, you're negating the complications associated with using your cell phone. And how often do we use our cell phone? Don't you think it's important to get rid of those complications to make sure that you avoid some of the long-term negative chronic effects that are definitely appearing all around the world as people get more integrated with these modern, complex EMF-emitting devices? And we have a really cool technology called an earthing cart. I'm sorry. I'll get to that one in a minute. But before that, let me digress and talk a little bit about a freshness cart. And it is exactly what it's named. It provides freshness. It brings vitality and vibrancy back to things that typically spoil relatively quickly. Put one in your refrigerator and watch your spinach and your lettuce last, you know, twice as long as they did before. Watch your milk go far beyond its expiration date and remain just as fresh as it was the day that you brought it home. Watch your cheeses and watch your leftovers last until you finish them for a change, instead of having to throw out part of it, or your pickles or your beets in open jars. It's absolutely a major cost-saving technology. It will save you a ton of money.
and that applies to your pastry. You know, if you happen to know anybody that has a small business, maybe they bake donuts, or, you know, maybe they make bread or some kind of pastry, or maybe a little store down the road that sells vegetables and fruits, possibly a restaurant. You can save them a ton of money. This device will just make a major, major difference in reducing their food waste. And it turns out in our world today, a third of the production in the world is wasted. So if we could get the word out on these devices, even the third world countries where people don't even have refrigerators yet, can make a huge difference in the longevity and the vitality of the foods that people consume. And it goes on, and there are so many other additional benefits, and you'll probably hear about some of them in the testimonials tonight. And I you know, kind of implore you to stay with us and listen to the experiences that people are having with these amazing technologies. Final item I'm going to talk about is called an earthing cart, and it has the frequencies of the earth in it. We are beings of the earth. We were intended to enjoy the frequencies of the earth. But back in the 60s, some great scientists came up with vulcanized rubber, and shortly after that, plastics, and it's been downhill for ultimate health ever since. Why? Because we're isolated from the earth. And we require for full optimal health those frequencies. Well, this card looks like a credit card. It's carbon fiber. And simply by having it in, you know, the area around your energy field, probably within, say, a yard of an individual, you will consistently enjoy the vibrations, the energy that it emits, and it will have so much impact on your life. In fact, we could demonstrate using this card. It improves people's strength, their range of motion. Specifically, a lot of people can immediately see improvements in their balance. You know, older people that sometimes are afraid of going down their cellar stairs or climbing stairs in general, because they're not quite as balanced as they used to be, will see such a dramatic difference in their life simply by having this card in their presence. The card also has the amazing technological capability of neutralizing the impact of 3G, 4G, and 5G. Now, you may have the EMF shields on every device in your house and in your car and in your boat and in your RV, and you're happy as can be, but you're not stopping the complications of those 5G towers or the 4G towers all around you or the 3G towers or the dirty electricity that comes from those main concourse electric lines that go over, maybe even over your house or your school or your church, synagogue or mosque. Reality is that you need to do something about it, and you especially need to do it immediately to take care and help mitigate some of the complications for your children and your grandchildren. We have a simple card that makes a huge difference, and we could demonstrate that. As we have a Dr. Cousins video in which he walked a couple men towards a 5G broadcaster, and they stopped every 25 yards, tested again, found that as they got closer to that device, they weakened dramatically. When they got directly underneath the device, you could almost blow on them and they'd fall over. It had that much negative impact on them. And each time they were given the earthing card, it brought their vitality, their strength back up. Well, I don't know about you. Do you want to be weak perpetually, or would you like to be strong and vital perpetually? And that's only a little glimpse into one aspect of that technology. So please don't ignore this information. All these items come with an unconditional guarantee, so there's no risk financially in trying any of them. For those, again, first-time listeners, you're going to get freebies of the little three-day resonators. Again, your choice. You can get three of those. That's a nine-day supply. And for the rest of you, and for those that are also, you know, haven't ever tried these modalities, seriously think about the magnitude of the opportunity associated with patented, exclusive, U.S.-manufactured, incredible solutions to those complications in our world today relative to spelling the word opportunity. And boy, is this the perfect storm. An 8-year-old company, seriously,
you know, already put together infrastructure in place, distribution around the world with 11 separate distribution points so that we cover more than 70 countries around the world effectively and efficiently, research and development in-house, and customer service handled for 8 years now. Understand that is a huge place to embark as having the infrastructure in place to build a serious global success story. For those of you not looking for business, great. Join us as a brand partner anyhow. It's absolutely free. There's no risk. Company provides a replicated website so you can immediately begin to disseminate this information to anybody in any language around the world. It's a, you know, translating website. And as you begin to invite people to this information, you never have to do what I did tonight. You'll never have to do a dissertation trying to explain any of this. But you will need to figure out some way to invite people to get in front of the information, whether it's, you know, watch this video, listen to this radio blog show, watch a webinar, talk to my friend, you know, talk to Professor Irv, talk to, it doesn't matter. Just figure out a way to get people kind of spark so that they're willing to evaluate the information. And at that point in time, some of those people are going to lean towards you. They go to your website, they pull the trigger with their credit card or debit card. They make that, you know, leap of faith to, you know, a lot of people will make it just to prove you wrong. They'll say, these things can't possibly work. Say, hey, you know, they're guaranteed. Prove it yourself. You know, prove they don't work. And you won't have anybody return the product. It's amazing at how well they work. And every time anybody makes a purchase, you get paid. Now, think about that. Would you like to be sleeping and somebody pulls the trigger on your website? Maybe it's somebody in some other crazy country around the world, and they pull that trigger and you get paid? That's a pretty cool way of making some money. And maybe, again, you're not interested in extra income. And that's pretty weird in this world, but, you know, if you choose that, then you could certainly use that money that comes in from sharing with other people to buy more product. Now, that's a simple no-brainer, in my opinion. Would you rather have the opportunity to get your product for free, or would you prefer to pay retail for it? Well, that's your choice. And then furthermore, and probably the epitome of, you know, my perspective on this relative to my marketing background and my entrepreneurial sense, is that this is probably the largest perfectly timed business opportunity that any of us have ever had in our hands. The future of the world is definitely energy, and this company is definitely pioneering that. You know, though they have sold millions of EMF shields and they're literally a category leader in EMF protection, no one that I've run into in the time that I've been actively working, you know, pretty much even knows what EMF protection is. So we have a massive educational, you know, project in front of us, and you could be a part of that. You could change people's lives. You could save people's lives. And ultimately, as you begin to share this information and open people's world to better decisions, to better solutions to their complications, you have the opportunity to create part-time income, full-time income, legacy income if you take the right action. And with that, all I could say is don't procrastinate. Get back to the individual. Thank them very much for thinking of you, and take a position as a brand partner this evening. With that, Gary?
Thank you, Irv. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to announce the last four digits of your telephone number for first-time callers. If you have a question or a comment, we'd like to hear from all first-time callers. This way, you'll be eligible for your freebies. If you do not announce yourself, first name only, state you're calling from, and the person that invited you, you do not qualify for the freebies unless you do that. You must identify yourself. So with that, Richard, well, you want to announce the first ones?
We got to start at the beginning here. If you are a first-time caller, please press 1, and that'll raise your hand, and then we'll call out your four numbers here. So there we go. Thank you. 1812. 1-8-1-2.
That's me.
Go ahead.
It's Crystal, North Carolina, and Tammy Seagraves.
Welcome.
Terrific.
And Tammy's a great, great person. What did you learn?
I learned all kind of stuff. I believe that it's definitely something that's going to work out and be a profitable thing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's an understatement. You have a certainly very, very acute vision of how our world is developing. You just don't have a full appreciation of how big this is yet.
You're right, I don't. I'd like to know.
But what? Yeah, and you will begin to you'll begin to experience that, you know, number one, as you get the freebies, and furthermore, as you begin to share with other people that begin to tell you their journey, their experience with these. It's just overwhelming at how cool this is.
Okay.
Get back with Tammy, and as soon as the show's over, we'll wait for the testimonials, and then call her and ask her how you can find out more information. Ask her for the videos that you can start to watch some of the videos from the doctors. Watch 3, 4, 5 of them, you know, there's, and just grasp as much as you can, and then we'll get you some samples mailed out to you as quick as we possibly can. Just get back with Tammy, and
Sounds good.
Go from there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and Saturday night and Saturday morning, bring some people to the Zoom on Saturday morning and bring some more people if you want to double what you're going to get. If you will get 2 or 3 people on the call with you Saturday night and they identify themselves, instead of you getting 3, we will actually make it, you'll get 8.
All right. Sounds good.
So get some people on, and let's crank this thing up. Thank you for calling.
I already
in.
Got some people in mind. No problem.
That'll work.
Thank you, Crystal. Again, if you're a first-time caller, please press 1 on your phone. Meanwhile, we're going to go to 2427. Go ahead. Last 4 digits, 2427.
Oh.
There you go.
Hi, it's Casey, North Carolina, Tammy Seagraves. She got me to call in today.
Great. What did you think about what you heard?
It's definitely something I would like to pay more attention into and learn about to help out stuff. Like, if it's going to make you feel better and stuff, like I work in a big rig shop, and I'm around a lot of technology and stuff and everything. If that gets to help protect myself, you know, and make me feel better.
Yes.
You know, I just something more to be.
Well, you heard what I told. You heard what I told the other lady. Get back with Tammy.
Yeah.
And it's Saturday night. Get back with Tammy, and then get back Saturday night and bring 2 to 3 more people with you. Instead of you getting 3, we will bump it to 8. All they got to do is identify themselves, and you can basically tell them that you win a nice gift. They win a nice gift, and you'll go from 3 all the way up to 8 if you get 2 to 3 people to come on the call with you Saturday night at 8 o'clock and just identify themselves like you have. And just immediately get
Do
back
they
with
call
Tammy
the same number as I
video.
Called?
Yes.
Yes.
Same number. It's same
okay.
number. Yes,
also,
ma'am.
Also Sunday night and Monday night. You actually have 7 days from today to have 2 more people listen, and we up at the 8.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all's time.
We appreciate your joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Very pleasant to have you aboard. Hope to hear you again real soon. And certainly looking forward to hearing your experiences with our technology. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. If you're a first-time caller, please press 1 and get into the queue. And also, if you'd like to share a testimonial or two tonight so that new people on the phone can see what results you've been having, please press 1 now. No one else in the queue yet. There we go. Okay. 3808.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Scott Rosenberry, and I'm going to give a testimonial.
Please.
So, thank you, Scott. Go right ahead.
So, for me, good evening, Gary, Richard. So, for me, with the little relief sticker, that's what got me involved in this business. The little relief battery, Irv calls them batteries. So the little relief battery, I had a guy come here to my house and he put one on and I laughed. I literally laughed. I thought, yeah, okay, that little thing is going to take away my discomfort. Yeah, right. Because the doctors had me on for years, the highest narcotic medicine that, you know what I mean, that you could be prescribed for like 3 years to take care of my upper and lower back, severe back discomfort. And so I was like, yeah, that little sticker is going to help me. Yeah, okay, right. Well, to my disbelief, I told him, I said, well, the next morning, I said, I spent the night here at my house. I said, the next morning, I said, if I get up and I have any kind of relief, I'll join your business. Well, I get up and get out of bed a little quicker than what I normally did. And I was like, whoa. And then I went and got a shower, and after I got out of the shower and I got dressed, I didn't have that agony discomfort while I was getting dressed. And when I bent down and I tied my shoes, I was like, no way. That's when I really, really noticed it. And so then I come out here to the kitchen, and I was like, well, let's get this rodeo started. So then I got what's called the earthing card. And for me, folks, the earthing card, this is the second testimonial now. For the earthing card for me has totally changed my life. I woke up every day of my life for the last 5 years, and I either had liquidy stool, extreme liquid stool, like water. Anyhow, or I had vomiting or sometimes both at the same time. There were certain foods that I could not eat because of it. And all of a sudden, now it's been like 24 weeks now, and I've had this card, and I haven't had the extreme liquidy stool or the vomiting that came along with all that. And I can eat whatever I want, and I don't have those problems anymore. It's amazing. And also, it is also I've gained so much strength carrying that earthing card. And I could talk for other people, but we don't do that. But I have a lot of people that have gained a lot of strength from just carrying the earthing card. That card is totally amazing. If you're in the business and you don't have one, you need to be talking to more people so that you can get enough sales so that you can actually buy yourself an earthing card, because you will not regret it. That is one of the best modalities that I carry too. I won't be without my earthing card. Everyone in my family that's gotten one, they won't be without theirs. It's everybody's just harping on the earthing card. So I have a major thing going on tomorrow because of the earthing card. So, and what it's done for a lot of different people, and I should have some new team members tomorrow afternoon. So that's what I have for this evening, folks. The help that you get in this business, too. The help that you get is unreal. You can call Richard and Joy. I was on the phone with them at 2 o'clock in the morning. Gary Shaw, you know, I mean, Irv Samuels, all of them, anybody. Susie Jackson, anybody that you need, that you feel that you want to help you. Sheila, there's a pile of people. Chris Crandall, Al Mon, Gary McGee, Greg and Terry Hurst. There's a lot of people. Anybody that you reach out to, if you're not getting the help, then you're not asking for it. That's all I can tell you, because the help's there. All you have to do is ask. So ask your sponsor. If your sponsor doesn't do nothing, then get Irv's number on the radio show or my number, and we'll make sure that you get results. So any other questions, just call. Thanks. Have a great evening, folks.
Thanks, and we congratulate you on your new activity. Keep up the great job, Scott.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to share a testimonial, please press 1, and we'll put you in the queue, and you can share your testimonial. I'll throw in a quick one here while we're waiting. I did have a funky head here. I rarely get anything that disturbs my head or anything. And I don't know if it was something that I ate or what, but it was really kind of odd. And so I put on a Revive patch. And by the time I was in bed, so I did it actually at the end of the evening, by the time I was in bed, it was all cleared up. So, hey, these devices really work. I mean, these batteries, whatever you want to call them, I've been very, very impressed with using them all along. And again, if you've got a testimony you want to share, just press 1, and some new people would love to hear your story. Okay, here we go. 3640. 3640.
Thanks for listening. Today, a nurse came in. I have an annual nurse come in once a year, gave me a physical. Everything was normal. It was the best reading I've ever had. And she couldn't get over it. But my blood pressure was perfect. My oxygen level was perfect. And my circulation was perfect and the best that I've ever done for the last few years.
Terrific. Good to hear. You know, you just keep getting younger, young lady. That's all I could say. Whatever you're doing, keep on doing it.
I'm doing it. Still waiting for that earthing cord. Hopefully it's in the mail tomorrow.
Well, they said Friday, so hopefully the post office is on target for delivery. That would be great. Thank you for calling in. Always lovely to hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, again, if you'd like to share a testimonial, plenty of room in our queue here, just press 1. Someone would love or needs to hear what your experiences have been.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for that cue to come up, specifically, I stopped into an exotic pet store today in Ormond Beach. And again, you know, just random walked in off the street, and the owner was hanging out there. And I, you know, asked to speak to the owner, and he kind of sheepishly admitted to being the owner. And at that point, I said, I'm here to show you a little magic and going to improve your bottom line. And of course, that, you know, is not the typical sales pitch, I guess. So he humored me, and I, you know, started talking a little bit about energy. And then I immediately pulled out the earthing card, did a little muscle test with him. And he wasn't quite sure. I mean, it was very apparent to me that his strength increased. I did a basic kinesiology test, having him put his finger and his thumb together, and that was the baseline. And then I opened them up, and, you know, I kind of knew how much resistance there was. And at that point I said, okay, hold the card for 50 seconds. You may feel something, you may not. And he humored me, he did that. And then he, you know, I did exactly the same experiment again. And he definitely tested much stronger. I mean, it was very apparent to me that he had improved his strength. But to him, when I asked, did you notice any difference? He said to me, well, I don't know. I think maybe I was just prepared the second time, you know, and there is the bias. That's a possibility. But I said, okay, that's cool. You know, how about let's do that same experiment with one of your clerks. And he had two women working there. So he said, oh yeah, I'll be glad to do that. And he, you know, called one of them out, and there were a couple customers. I had to wait through that. And after that, the young lady, specifically, we tried, instead of using the finger test, we used just muscling her arm down. And I had the owner do it with his clerk. So now there was no bias. It was between him and her. And he got a baseline from, you know, how easy it was to push her arm down, and then gave her the card. And 50 seconds later, did the same test. And she was definitely stronger. She noticed it more than he did. But
But it was very apparent, you know, that he had to struggle a little more to get her arm down. And at that point, it was kind of an interesting reality in that, you know, I was sort of going in there to pitch our technology for CBD. And that, you know, just made sense to me because, you know, the CBD is so great for mammals. Well, it turned out that the only mammals they have in there are rats and mice. Everything else are reptiles or fish or birds. And don't really have a whole lot of experience with those, you know, but I do have some. So I knew it would still be very positive for them. But, you know, are people worried about how stressed out their birds are or how stressed out their iguanas are? And I'm not quite sure. Again, lack of experience. And as we, you know, disseminate information and bring in store owners like that, there's a good possibility we'll get more and more, you know, kind of underlying experience so that we can share from our mutual realm of learning. So in the meantime, you know, they were pretty much getting, giving me the blow off or, you know, the blow by. And the reason for that was, again, you know, I didn't really have anything to offer based upon the modalities that we have. You know, how important is nitric oxide for a rat or a snake? And if you could answer that, I'm all ears. But I shifted gears immediately because all three of these clerks were, you know, over 50. And that's kind of an understatement. And I said, well, do any of you guys have any challenges going on? Turned out they all have major challenges going on. So I ended up stickering everybody up and ultimately have some really excited prospective, store activity participants. And again, you know, whether the store will come on as a brand partner or whether just the individuals working there, I've no idea how it's going to turn out. But there was a case of just one random walk-in ended up with three really viable prospects because they all had major physical discomfort issues. So don't miss an opportunity, guys. There's so many people that need to know about what we have. With that, Richard, anybody queue in?
No one else queued in.
Okay. Gary, if you just tell us a little bit about Burn, anybody else that would like to give a testimonial, please hit star or hit one, and you'll automatically be added to the queue. Gary's going to finish up with an amazing experience with our burn modality, and if we don't hear from anybody else, we're going to just call it a little short this evening and get prepared for kind of a little weekend break, and we'll be back Saturday morning on the webinar and then Saturday night at the same time, 8 p.m. Go ahead, Gary, please.
All right. I started using the burn. I was involved in an accident years ago, and my weight kind of got out of control and ballooned way up, and I started using the burn and drinking a lot of water. At first, I hated water because I very rarely ever drank water. I was basically a Mountain Dew person, loved to drink my Mountain Dews. And I started using burn with CBD around my navel. I put three on. And then one underneath. It got to the point one time that I had two on my wrist, and had basically was wearing 5 and 6 burns to drop the weight quick, and it works. I went from a little over 350 something pounds from a size 56 down to about a 44, and they're loose. Almost all my clothes basically are loose, and it's to the point that I just basically buy jogging, kind of jogging pants that have the pull ties where I can tighten them tighter instead of getting jeans and having to put a belt on. I just buy the jogging pants now, and I'm a long haul trucker. I own a truck and trailer, and I basically run from the East Coast to the West Coast. But I'm down to right about 262 right now, and I drink a whole lot more water than I ever used to. I like water a lot more than I used to. The technology is just unreal. Now, you've got to take your body weight with all of our little batteries, our little resonators, and you got to take whatever your body is. You divide your body by two, And like I said earlier, you know, I was a little over 350 plus pounds. So I went and rounded up to 360. And I literally, when you divide 360 by two, you're going to find yourself drinking a lot of water. A lot of water. If you take, let's just take an average. Let's just say you're a 100-pound person. You would drink 50 ounces of water. Now, if you're a 200-pound person, you would drink 100 ounces of water on a daily basis. That's what you should strive for. You will have tremendous response with your resonators if you do that. And you will drop inches, and then you'll start dropping weight. Suggest that you, if you're going to do the burn, I suggest you find our chart. And we have 22 places you can measure your body. And once a week, you measure it, because you may not see weight drop right off the bat. You're going to see inches. What I first noticed was my watch was getting loose, and I thought, wow. You know, I'd already had my watch, you know, my arms, and I started having to move it in. Now it's to the point that I can't click it and move it in no more. I've done moved it five times in the little spaces that it have. Now I've got to start taking links, literally have them take somehow, because I've already looked trying to figure out how to take the links out and can't. Otherwise, my watch just spins all the way around my wrist. So if you really want to lose weight, burn is the ticket. If you want to maintain your weight and not gain any weight, just put one burn on and detox on a daily basis, because with the air that we breathe in this world, you know, you can't go outside hardly anywhere. People are not burning trash. We have semis everywhere. We have planes and trains and buses and cars. You breathe a lot of toxicity every single day. Well, wear one burn and one CBD around your navel, and you will detox and get rid of some of that poisons that gets accumulated in your body. Everybody should have at least one CBD on, literally. Because it helps reduce stress. And I don't know one single person, and if you don't have a little bit of stress in your life, you're telling yourself a little story, because with everything that's going on in this world, with the traffic, with the phone constantly, with people calling, everybody has a little bit of stress. Not as much as some, but everybody. Put one of them on, and it's just so relaxation. But these batteries all work synergetically together. They boost each other. And energy, I'm 60. I feel like I'm 30. People that see me that on the road that saw me a year ago, you know, they come up, well, how did you lose so much weight? How did you get out of that truck so easy? You know, you're getting in and out of that truck like you're 30 years old. Now, and when I tell them I'm 30, it just blows my mind. And then I'll have them come over to the truck, and I says, look here. And they'll come over and look, and I'll pull a little bitty gold, little big, about the size of a mouse patch, about 5x5. I'll pull that out, and they said, what is that? And I said, and I'll pull another one. They go, you got two of those? And I said, yeah, I got this food freshness card that I put literally behind my back. I put one in down here and had a seat cover sewed and basically put like a big shirt pocket, a front pocket on each one of them, so I can slide those cards in so they don't slide around. And they go, why are you sitting on a food freshness card? And I said, well, the food freshness card, you know, if it can keep away mold and bacteria and fungi, it also does a lot for your body. I run about 780 to 800 plus miles a day. I don't feel like I run 800 miles a day. I feel like I basically only drove in 100 to 150 miles. But yet every single day, 5 to 6 days a week, I'm out there running almost 800 plus miles a day, and I don't feel it. these are unreal. The sleep that I get by putting one in my pillow and laying on it, the quality of the sleep, I used to get up 3 or 4 times during the night. Patch on, and I'll put the food freshness card, one food freshness card in my pillow. I'll put one, I've got basically in my bunk, I got 3. I can literally sleep deep and get a real good night's rest. And, you know, basically running 800 miles, I just need about 5 to 6 hours of sleep, and I'm good to go because I get that deep, deep sleep, and I wake up refreshed. I don't have to run into the truck stop, into the convenience store and grab a cup of coffee. I just walk around my truck, check everything out, make sure nobody's done nothing, pulled no lines, you know, stuck anything into my tires or between my tires, or nothing's anywhere behind my trailer or in between my trailer, and then crank it up, pull off, and hit the highway and roll about 800 miles. And then when I get out, I feel like I've basically only drove, like I said, 150 miles. Get back with the person that invited you to this Saturday night. Get with them and ask them if they have the information for Saturday morning's call. Normally we have a medical practitioner on Saturday morning. Get back to the Saturday night, Sunday night. We're here 5 days a week for you to help you. We're here every night but Tuesday night and Friday night. Tuesday night we do our webinar. You need to watch that webinar. We have freeway calls available. Anybody on this team is willing to help you. All you got to do is have the desire to want to increase your business, and just pick up the phone, and anybody on our team will help. You got a word you want to say before we close out?
Oh, just a great one to, again, the Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Zoom call, corporate Zoom call with a medical practitioner is one of the best calls you ever go on in your life. Those are absolutely fantastic. It takes a while to get those approved, to be cleared by the attorneys to go on, so you want to see it live. It's worth it. We are there every Saturday morning, and we join on before 11 a.m. So get there and enjoy it, and then join us back Saturday evening and tell us how you enjoyed that show. We'll be here. Thanks again for joining us tonight, joining us and enjoying us tonight. Thanks a lot, Irv. Thank you, Gary. And thank every one of you who, the new callers who raised your hand, as well as the brand partners who shared their testimonial. We love you all and appreciate you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. And thank you so much, Tammy.